right over. I've been in services when it looked like, Lord, I know you're here, and I know you're all around us. About that time, somebody lets out a big old hallelujah, and something just starts breaking loose. And it just starts igniting somebody else. It starts touching over here. I thought moments ago in the Spirit of the Lord, and it's still here, but when it was waving over the service, folks was just, you could just feel it. It was right here. And I believe it's still here. I believe it's right here to help us. And if you need to be saved, the Lord like to save you. Amen. If you need help and lifting up, God can do that. And I know He's baptizing with the Holy Ghost. We've already heard the winds blow through and touch folks. And I believe He's still the same God that's blowing through. In this hour we're living, I believe He's coming by and helping folks and touching folks and moving for folks. Just here the other night, a man called me. I know he's one that kind of quiet. He don't do a whole lot, but he called me. And he said, call me, Brother Kirk, just as soon as you get this phone call. So I called him. And he said, guess what? And I said, what? He said, I got the Holy Ghost last night. And that was, I believe that was Saturday night. And I talked to him. He was so happy. He said, I didn't know it was so easy. And I said, see? He said, I didn't really know what I was doing. I thought I was yielding. I was doing everything I know to do. But said, all at once, it just came. And there it was. I believe it's still here. Hey, I said, I believe it's still here. I believe the Lord could still baptize somebody in this service that don't have it. Hey, man, how many don't have it? Hallelujah. Oh, wouldn't you want to go home with it tonight? Wouldn't you, son, want to go home with the baptism of the Holy Ghost right in this service? I believe it's for us. I believe it's right here in the midst of us. And if it was good Sunday night, hey, man, I believe the atmosphere is still right for it tonight. I said, I believe it's still ripe in this service tonight. And all we got to do is say, here I am, Lord. Take the blinders off of me and let me see the glories from the mountain. Oh, I feel the touch of the Holy Ghost. Let me see the glimpse of heaven. Let me feel the touch of the power. Let me feel the anointing. Let me feel the rain. Let me feel the presence of the Lord. I'm just about to feel like shouting one. I believe it's real. I believe it'll fall on your sister back there. I believe it can fall on you over here. I believe it's about to get on our little brother that wants the Holy Ghost right over there. Watch out, devil. Amen. We're just about to have a blowout. It's already been a stirring. And the flames are blazing. Well, glory. I don't know what you come for. But if you're excited about this revival like I am, I'm really excited. I was so just tickled to get here. When I pulled up in the driveway, I laid on my horn to let them know I got home. Woo! I want to tell you, I believe He's right here. Hey, I said, I believe He's right here. Woo! He's God. I said, He's God. I said, He's God. I said, He's God. The world is trying to dilute Him down, but they'll never take the deity of Him out. The world is trying to make a light of some other gimmicks, but He is still the light of the world. And thou shineth on a hillside. Hey, the world is trying to say, hey, man, we can just dilute Christ out of everything. But I want to tell you, He's still the great I am. He's still the great lily of my valley. He's still the great and bright and morning star. He's still the rose of Sharon. He still holds it all in the palm of His hands. He's still the great day spring of my life. And I'm here to tell you, He is still coming by to let us know that He's still the great one. Give the Lord a good hand clap praise. How you feeling now, son? You feel like a holy roller and just starting this thing. I'm feeling better, so much better, since I've laid my burden down. I'm a feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down. I'm shouting glory. I'm shouting glory. I'm a shouting glory. I'm a shouting glory. Since I've laid, since I put her down, since I sucked it off, since I came out of Egypt, since I went towards heaven, I'm a feeling better. I said I'm a feeling so much better. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Hey. As that little black brother said up in Ohio the other day, I talked to him and I said, hey, sir, I said, you're all happy today. He said, hey, I just been down to see my Savior. I said, where you been? I just been down to see my Savior. I said, what do you mean you've been down to see your Savior? He said, I just come up from on my knees talking to him. He was so happy. And I said, hey, sir, I believe me and you. He said, I'm a Baptist. I said, that's all right, because I like to go down and talk to my Savior. And I know what I'm talking about. And he understands everything about me. And I know what I'm feeling inside of me. I tell you, it's joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Hey. Woo. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid. Well, I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid. Come on, church. Burn it down. I'm feeling better. So much better. Well, I'm feeling better. So much better since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better. So much better. I'm crying holy unto the Lord since I've laid my burden down. I'm crying holy unto the Lord since I've laid. Well, I'm feeling better, so much better, since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better, so much better. Come on, let's worship the Lord. I'm feeling better, so much better. Hey, you've got some burdens you need to lay down. Why don't you shuck them off tonight? Feeling better, so much better since I've laid my burden down. Come here, son. Better, so much better. Feeling better. Well, crying holy to the Lord since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better. Some of you need to lay some things off. Your burdens are getting heavy. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid. If I brought some things in here that's too heavy, why don't you just lay them at Jesus' feet tonight? Come on now. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better. So much better. Won't you just give the Lord a good praise? Preacher, I've got heavy loads I'm carrying. I've got some burdens that I'm carrying. But I need to feel better about this thing. Why don't you just give them to the Lord tonight? You've been fighting them too long.
You've been trying to pack them around by yourself. You need to give them to the Lord now and say, God, I want to feel better about this thing. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better. So much better. Somebody better give it to the Lord. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better. Feeling better, so much better, since I've laid my burden down. Come on, children, come on, church, hallelujah. I'm shouting glory, since I've laid my burden down. I'm a shouting glory. I feel the wind of blowing right here among us. Somebody's about to shuck off some heavy loads. Somebody about to walk out of their valley. Somebody's about to come out of that valley. Hey, you feel like you're in the pressures of life? Why don't you step out of those pews? There you go. There you go. There you go. Come on, sisters and brothers. I've got to get rid of something here. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I'm laid. Come on, young folks. Come on, mom and daddy. I've got to get rid of this load I'm carrying. I've got to shake loose from this load I'm carrying. I've got to give it to God. Oh, just worship Him. Come on. This old preacher ain't trying to get out of preaching. I love it. Best of the good ones. More time. That is still real. You need the Holy Ghost. The best thing for you to do is get out of that pew and get up around here. And lift your hand up and say, God, I want to go home with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. You need the Holy Ghost. Why don't you come on, would you? Some of you raise your hand. You need the baptism of the sweet Holy Ghost and fire. Why don't you come out of those pews? You need the Holy Ghost. Come on up here. Come on, sisters. Come on, sisters over here. You brothers over here. I believe the Lord wants to give it to them tonight. Come on, come on. You're carrying a load. Why don't you bring it to God tonight? Bring it to the Lord. Some of you need to pack your load to God and give it to God. Come on, sweet God. And the wind blew. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down, I'm feeling better. So much better since I've laid. Come on, somebody's got their hand to pray with them. Somebody got their hand to pray with them. I sense the baptism of the Holy Ghost is in this service. And somebody can go home with it right now. I'm feeling better. So much better since I've laid my burden down. Won't you lay your burden down tonight? That heavy load, and let God have it. Let God take care of it. I'm feeling better. So much better since I've laid my burden down. Come on, boys. Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. Come on, sisters. Ooh. Father, in your precious name. its way right now. Come on, sweet Jesus. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I'm laid my burden down. It's a falling all over. Come on now. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I've laid my burden down. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I've laid my burden down. Come on, it's for you. Come on, little sister. Come on, little sister. Come on, sister and brother. Come on. I'm feeling better. So much better. Since I've laid my burden down. That's where it's at. Lay her down. I'm feeling better, so much better, since I've laid my burden down. I'm feeling better, so much better, since I've laid my burden down. I'm shouting glory, hallelujah, since I've laid my burden down. I'm shouting glory, hallelujah, since I've laid. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. Come on, brothers. And the Bible said, suddenly there came a sound of heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting, and power fell upon them. Amen. They began to speak in other tongues. Amen. And the Spirit gave utterance, and it was the spread abroad. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. John said, I need baptized you with water. But there's one little sister mightier than I that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Go ahead, sis, let it have its way. Unload it right here tonight. Stop by, Holy Ghost, tell me what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost, tell me what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost, tell me what to do. Don't want to do one thing until I hear from you. Stop by, Holy Ghost, tell me what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost, tell me what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost, tell me what to do. Don't want to do a thing until I hear from you. Well, these burdens are so heavy. This valley is so deep. I'm going to keep on praying till the ear of the Lord comes to me. This mountain is so high, where the top I cannot see. I know I heard from you, oh Lord. I know you said to me. Stop by, Holy Ghost.
tell us what to do. Come by, Holy Ghost. Come on now, he just come by, Holy Ghost. Did I hear from you? Well, old Peter, he loved Jesus. He said he was his friend. He told the master he'd go with him till the end. But when the crowd got angry, old Peter was a different man. But on the day of Pentecost, old Peter was a different man. Stop by, Holy Ghost. Tell us what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost. Oh, stop by, Holy Ghost. Tell me what to do. Don't want to do one thing till I hear from you. Well, old Peter, he Jesus, he said he was his friend. He told the master he'd go with him till the end. But when the crowd got angry, old Peter did not stand. But on the day of Pentecost, old Peter was a different man. Well, stop by, Holy Ghost. Come on, that's it, hold on. Mister, go ahead. Well, stop by, Holy Ghost. Tell me what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost. Tell me what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost. Tell me what to do. Don't want to do one thing till I hear from you. Well, these burdens are so heavy. This valley is so deep. I'm going to keep on trusting for the Lord to me. Lord, I will hold your hand till you hear from me. I know the Lord will come by. You'll be shouting for me. Well, stop by, Holy Ghost. Tell us what to do. Stop by, Holy Ghost. Come on, while the presence of the Lord is a-moving. That's it. Just lift your hands right up there and thank God. Well, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Well, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise. Well, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I just come with a praise the Lord. They are ways of the Lord. I just came with a praise the Lord. They're going to praise the Lord. I just come with a praise of the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, well, I don't know what you come to do. I come, how about it? Well, I don't know. But I come to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I just come with a sister praise. She's a praise in the Lord. I just come with a sister wants to praise the Lord. I just came with a sister wants to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do, but I'm going to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do, but I want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I've laid my burden down. Just come to worship the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you, we're in a very dangerous time out there in this great big land we're living. Things ain't looking up to par. We don't know what the future's got to hold for us. But I want to tell you, I want to go to heaven. And I want everybody to go with me. But you know what? There is a place called hell that's a taking folks while we're standing right here. There's probably more if we know the statistics are going to hell right now. Probably more than going to heaven. We're living in an hour right now. Amen. On the roads that we travel. Amen. It seemed like just every so many seconds There's young folks leaving in eternity while we're right here. I've talked to funeral directors yesterday. I've said, how many funerals have you had? The little old funeral home in our town don't have very many. But he said, I'm on record breaking already this time of year. Folks are leaving this life fast. I feel something right here. Hey, amen. Folks are leaving this life in a very rapid pace. And folks seem and they take their life like it's just going to be here forever. But I'm here to tell you, my Bible tells me it's just a vapor. And it appears and it's going to vanish away. I want to tell you, if you don't know God, you better realize that the Lord's are coming. I said the Lord's are coming. I said the Lord's are coming. And he's going to take you unaware. He's coming as a thief in the night. And he's going to pluck you right out of here. And he'll find you unaware. Another funeral home said, preacher, said in the month of December we broke a record. I didn't know they could carry records. But I said we broke a record. Said we put away a lot more than we did a year ago. I thought, oh God. I said, sir, how many of them that you know something about? He said, preacher, the majority of them are young folks. Died in car wrecks with alcohol on the breath. When they checked their body out, they had alcohol in them. Said they didn't just die one or two. Said they died three and four in an automobile. Finding the car so mangled and the beer bottles thrown over in the field. And I said, sir, I said, when you go pick them up, I said, what does it make you feel like? He said, in the month of December, he said, I picked more young people up. And he said, there's something about the month of December has got to me more than any month around. Because he said, out of all of them, over half of them, I've been acquainted with family members. I've buried grandpas. I've buried mothers. And I buried their daddies. And I thought, oh God, I'm concerned about this. We're living in an hour right now that a man could drive a milk truck and come right down to where some innocent, amen, children is. And just a day or so before that happened, amen, I drove right by that little Amish school. We slowed down and looked at it. And they was out there. And I wanted to take a picture, knowing that they wouldn't, you know, seem to you know, let it. And I wouldn't cross their path and what they were. But I thought, when it came out, some innocent little children took out of here. Do you know why we're standing here right now? Amen. Unless something has took place since, amen, I pulled up in Brother Savage's, amen, driveway. There's a 13-year-old child out there somewheres. Amen. That got off the school bus and was running down the street to his house like he always did. But he's come up missing. Somewheres, mama and daddy is a weeping. I want to tell you, amen. You say, well, that's a happening everywhere. But I want to tell you, you don't have to go to hell. Ooh. I said, you don't have to go to hell. I don't know how to tell you like others, but could I tell you the most of this old preacher's heart? Hey man, there's no reason for anybody to go to hell. Nobody should have to go to hell. Oh, could we lift our hands while we're loading our burdens off? I feel in the atmosphere we're in. The Lord may be telling someone, hey man, you never know for the last time. You better lay your burden of sin down at an old-fashioned altar because you may never get another chance. Oh, yes. I've got something. And it's right along with what's going on here tonight. But I want to tell you, sin don't care how it hurts. Sin don't care how it takes. Sin don't care. Amen. Amen. Probably one of the greatest messages that I've heard. Amen. It's come from that pastor right there. Amen. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget when he preached on that bloody monster. Brother Savage, I'll never forget it. Amen. First time I heard you preach, it was in Indianapolis at Brother Leon Baker's church. Amen. Sometime after, amen, when he preached on a bloody monster and he spoke how ugly that is and how tormented that is and what it could do and how it could take folks. Amen. Well, I'm just begging the pardon here on the first round. I feel like the Holy Ghost is sweeping by to tell us that somebody don't have to go to hell. Somebody don't have to, amen, feel the flame of darkness. Somebody don't have to leave this life without God. Somebody don't have to cross over without, amen, a Savior in your life. Amen. That baby needs you. Somebody's a wanting you. Somebody's a caring for you. Somebody in this service knows you. And life, and I feel the Holy Ghost. And it's time to help somebody. In them last hours we were traveling. Sin is a bad monster. The devil don't like you. The devil don't care for you. The devil wants to take you down. I feel something in my bones. And it's a bubbling inside to tell you, you don't have to go to hell. Pray for me. I feel something. You don't have to. Oh, last night in the little service we was in, the Holy Ghost came through. The Lord began to move. And it spoke to the congregation. I said last Sunday night, this past Sunday night, and it spoke to the congregation. And it said, I've seen you when you've been up, and I've seen you when you've been down. I've seen one day you're so happy, and the next day you're so sad, and said that, oh, I'm the Lord thy God, that just in a moment I could snatch, but I'm merciful. And I felt conviction to fall over that whole congregation. And 100% they fell in the altar. Young folks were squalling. A young lady that I knew was having struggle. She fell in there and squalled out and said, oh God, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I wish I could tell you really how I'm feeling. But I've been heavy and burdened. I didn't just come with a message, but I come with a heavy burden. I come to Brother Savage's church, amen, to deliver my heart and to tell somebody you don't have to go to hell. Young lady, you can play games with your soul if you want, but I want to tell you, you're not your own. Oh, I feel something here. Amen, you're not your own. The Bible said you cannot love two masters. You'll have to love one or hate the other. You're going to have to turn away from that life out there and look to the hills which cometh your help. And your help cometh from the Lord. I feel something right here. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, hell is a gulping, folks. I said it's a getting wickeder every day. Man does not care how it looks. Sin on every hand. Amen. But I want to tell you, you don't have to go to hell. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. I want to tell you. You may sit through service after service. Oh, help me, Lord. Please do. Holy Ghost, if you will. I feel something right here. I feel some pastor. I feel God's a churning and a talking and a begging to tell you.
Amen. They sang that song, and I've only heard just a time or two. My brother Ely used to sing them verses to that song. Lost and doomed, my soul was lost forever. Lost and doomed, my soul was lost forever. I don't want to be lost forever in eternity in hell. Oh, I thought about when they hung that man the other day, when they said, amen, when they carried him away. I thought to myself, hallelujah, all signs look like the wickedness of him took him to hell. But I wonder, when they spear the dark side of life, if just 100,000 of those folks that he killed was lost. One man to 100,000. Oh, agony of sin does not care how it does it. I feel the Lord speaking in this service. He's a talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Kirk. Would you just go ahead? We have shouted and run and hollered. But while I stood right over there, Brother Savage, something began to prick my heart. Something began to speak to my heart. Amen. And said, tell somebody, I'm a giving them a chance. I'm a sweeping by. Amen. Right here in this great congregation of wonderful people. And to tell you, young lady, the Lord's a passing by for you. Mama, daddy, friend or loved one. He's a doing it. Not me, preacher. I'll go when I get ready. No, you won't. It's only by the drawing power of God. Lord didn't just bring us here to just let us go by. He's come by here to talk to us. Could we bow our head? I'm not going to linger long. But I feel like God is speaking. Pray, folks. I know a lot of you by face, but I'm not learning a lot of your names. I know you're my brother and sister. But I've got other plans, preacher. I got other plans. When that old boy hit the Ohio roads the other day, I read it in the paper. Him and his buddies were so excited to go to some big football game that their team was playing. The daddy said, son, be careful. He said back to his daddy, I'm always careful. Son, please be careful. I'm always careful. Headed to that great Coliseum. Left a day early where they could enjoy it with the rest of their school friends. But as they headed down that last few miles where they were playing, the newspaper said something happened. Something took place. Paper said investigation was still going on, but there was a tragedy took place. They had great plans in life to go, amen, to join the world. But they said just with a matter of a few miles. Said one of the boys stopped along the road and called. As that little paper said, called his mother. And said, Mom, I just want to tell you, we're all right. We're almost there. Say, careful, son. The innocence of that boy climbed back in that automobile. Almost there now. When they rounded that curve, and that other car trying to pass another car caught them other boys head on. All four of them was killed in that automobile. Just a matter of just a few miles. They've already traveled a lot more miles than where they're headed. I'm here to tell you, hey man, don't play games with your soul. Well, mama's a Christian. Daddy's a Christian. We got a great pastor. We've got those that's in authority, and we'll be all right. What if mom and daddy heads around the next curve and they see something coming and can't get out of the way, and they swerve and it catches your door? You'd have wished you had one more chance. One more chance. I tell you what, if I was here and didn't know God and the Lord was talking to my heart, I believe I'd come out of that pew and I'd say, God, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Pray, folks, just a moment or so. I need to talk to you. God didn't bring us here just by just becoming. But it's down in His book tonight that you're in the midst. And He's a-talking to you, sir. He's a-talking to you, man. He'd like to tell you He loves you. But He'd like to show His love to you by letting you let Him come in your heart. Amen. Where could you go but to the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord speaking in this service right now. While your head's bowed and you gaze on and while tears are rolling, I tell you what you better do. You better come out of that pew. Sir, I'd make my way to a little old-fashioned holder and tell God, Lord, I want to talk to you. Young lady, I'd come out of that pew and I'd say, yes, God. Yes, I need to talk to you. I don't want to go to hell. How about it? Come on, would you? Come on, would you? While the Lord's are talking to you. While the Holy Ghost is putting His hand of approval right here. And He's a beckon. You may never get another chance. But merciful hand of God sweeps by His love and power. Would you? Would you come? Preacher, I've been a searching for something. I've been a looking. And really, I need this. The devil say, I can't make it. I can't live it. That's a lie from the devil. Because by the help and grace of God, He'll help you. Would you? Won't you bring your burden to the Lord and leave it there? Just like you are. And say, yes, God. Yes, God. I need to come and talk to you before it's too late. We'll not linger. But I feel God sweeping right over. Think about it, young folks, young lady. I don't know why I keep insinuating to that young lady for some reason. Only God knows. If God should come by right tonight, would you be ready? And He's a-talking. Would you be ready? How about it? How about it? How about it? Would you think more about your soul right now? About your life right now before it's too late? Lord, I've obeyed you the best I know how tonight. And God, I know you've laid on their hearts And we have seasoned your word with grace. God, you move tonight in your perfect will. I'm just here to try to be a help and a blessing and get a blessing. Lord, you're speaking to someone tonight. You're talking to someone tonight. And God, it lies in their hands and their ways to say, yes, God. Yes, God, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. If you're here and you like to pray, the altar here is yours. Could we all stand? God bless you. I don't know what God's going to do in this revival, but I do feel that God is going to do some great things. God's going to sweep by in some great ways. And don't even think 1 minute if God just don't come by and baptize them young folks and them brothers and sisters with the Holy Ghost. But he'd like to help you tonight if you'd let him. Young man, young lady, mom or dad, friend, whosoever, let God help you. One more time, would it be one like two? You say, preach, I don't want to walk up there. Why don't we come and let's find us a place around this altar? Why don't you just fall in line with them and say, Lord, I'd like to talk to you. Could we? Let's come and pray around your seat, around this altar. God bless each and every one tonight. Time comes that you have to leave, please. Please come back.
Jesus
saves. This old preacher loves you.
He still does.
Bless them children.
He'll make of you someone new. Cleanse the sin that was. The Holy Spirit whispers, no more must you be enslaved. Just believe it.
God bless
everybody. Jesus saves.